Dancing and clapping right now. You know, you need to find some happiness because that's just a fun song. I got Nate Weatherup is dancing and singing and clapping. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much stress in the world right now, whether it's your personal interactions with your coworkers and your family, or if it's worrying about world news, you know, terrorism and what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and Africa with Ebola. I mean, there's so many things to worry about. But how do we find peace? And we have on the line with us Barb Schmidt, who believes that we can achieve outer peace by seeking inner peace. Hi, Barb. How are you doing?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. We all have our moments of, despair and, worrying about things. And you travel around the world, giving workshops and speeches. What kind of response do you get from people when you talk about seeking inner peace?
You know, I get the greatest, sigh of, oh wow, everything's going to be okay. Because you're right. There is so much going on around us. And for me to be able to stand up and speak to people about there is a solution, there is a way that we can not get so caught up and so mentally, physically, and spiritually affected by all the stuff happening in the world. It doesn't mean that we don't know what's happening in the world, but we really don't get caught up in it, allowing it to take over our own, you know, our own inner being, our own inner sense of peace and connectedness in the world. So it's kind of like people sigh of relief and say, oh, there is a way.
Well, right, because, you know, if you sit and watch the news, and by the way, let me introduce you to my friend, Nate Weatherup, who is in studio with me and co-hosting.
Hi, Barb.
Oh, terrific. Hi.
And, what can we, like, so, you know, if you're getting stressed out, because in your bio, it says that you have advice for people throughout the day, little things that they can do to achieve inner peace. What are some of the things that you can do?
The greatest thing that I do on a regular basis and that I teach all the time in my workshops and talks is to take a step back and breathe throughout the day. We think that our day goes nonstop, that we get caught up in this and then we get caught up in that and we listen to this and that it's just one linear thought going all day long, and it's not the case. We have little pauses between these thoughts. So when we take in an event or we take in something that's happening in the world that's stressful or that's really kind of depressing or having an effect on us and we can feel it, we always can tell that our body is being affected by things like that. We can stop. We can make a choice and choose to stop for just a minute, take a deep breath, bring ourselves back into ourselves, get connected, knowing that we have a choice in the next moment. I think so much is talked about today of being in the present moment. How do we really experience and know exactly what we're doing in every moment? And it's easy to do when we get connected to the moment and we realize that we have a choice in each moment. So I tell people all the time, give yourself permission to stop.
And that's hard to do, I think, because it means being present. And we have so many things that we have to do and so many things going outside of us. You have to remind yourself, don't you?
You have to remind yourself. And it's really about getting, once you start to practice this, you start to recognize that your body gives you a lot of clues. So if I'm feeling like I'm getting stressed or I feel like something's starting to overwhelm me, my heart will start racing a little bit, or I'll start feeling a little bit speeded up inside the mind. And those clues are the clues that we need physically and mentally to say, wait a minute, I need to take a pause here. And we're not checking out. We're not checking out of what's going on around us. We're not checking out in the world. We're just taking a pause to get connected back within where we can stay in the moment, knowing that everything really is okay.
Now, how do people react? Do they feel like this is kind of corny? Because sometimes people, are sort of resistant to the idea of, like it's too touchy-feely for them. What do you say to those folks?
You know what? It's funny that you're asking that, because I think the biggest reaction I get is an aha. You know, we hear about those aha moments all the time. People say, really? I have permission to stop? Really? I can actually tell in my own body when things aren't quite right or when I feel like I'm getting sucked into something that's going to cause me more stress or cause me to feel out of sorts or cause me to get impatient with my children or my spouse. It's kind of interesting for people to realize that you have more control over what's happening in your world than you think. And when I say world, I mean inner world. You know, we can't control what's going on in the outer world. You said that to start this program.
Right.
The stuff going on around us, we have no control over that. But I can control how I react or how I act or how I feel in any given situation. And it surprises people when you start to talk like that, whoa, I do have a sense of control. I do have a place in this world, and I do have a place in this moment, and it's really up to me. I think we forget that it is up to us and that we do have control.
Right.
Do you ever find it surprising how surprised other people get by that? Because I agree with everything you're saying, and I often try to take time to remember, like, hey, things aren't happening to me. It is my life. I am. And so do you ever just, like, look at people like, really? You never thought about that?
That's so great. It's true, because if we're so going all the time, mm-hmm. we never stop to just be. Mm-hmm. And I say that a lot. So I don't get surprised, because we're going all the time. And I was like that. I mean, I got on this path 30 years ago, and I was like that. I was going all the time, feeling like, just, you said it so beautifully, feeling like the world was doing it to me. And I was being affected by everything around me, and it was happening to me, instead of, you know, grounding myself with my own 2 feet flat on the ground in the earth, saying, wait a minute, I have complete control over this. But it's not, it's easy when you recognize that, wow, I am in charge, and then you can do it over and over. It's why I call it the practice. But to get that mindset of, I do have complete control and a complete choice in this moment.
And I'm guessing in the years that you've been doing these workshops and speeches and you know, trying to share this information with people, a lot has changed with social media. What kind of an impact have you seen that have on people's lives?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's probably the single biggest impact. When you think that everything we do and everything we say is happening instantly, it's out there instantly, and it's coming at us faster than ever before, it really is more and more important to try to remember that this is all going on around us out there, but I can be centered and grounded in here. And it means really taking notice that I can't allow myself to get affected by the external world and try to keep up with it, or I will get stressed. I will feel like my world is coming in around me, or that it's just really too hard. I also think if you look at social media as a real platform for change and for doing good, and that I'm not going to allow it to run me, but that I can use it to my best advantage in doing good or doing the things in my life that I really care to do.
That's smart. Go ahead, Nate.
So you've been talking a lot about things that you can do to kind of remove that stress. What are some of the things you suggest once you already feel like the stress is taking you over, once you feel like maybe you've already missed a couple steps, how's a way that you kind of backtrack?
I stop. You know, sometimes I think we feel like we can't stop. Okay, I'm in this, and I've got to go down the river and drown. I don't have a choice. I'm already in it, and it's not true. The mind has a way of telling us that we are not, we have to succumb to what's going on, and once we've started, we have to keep going, and none of that is true. We really do have a choice. I'm trying to help people, you know, we talk about freedom, and how can we live free, really making and knowing each step and each action that we're taking. So when you start to feel stressed, I say waking up every morning with some kind of a 5-minute meditation practice so that you can get grounded within yourself. You start to know your own body. You start to know what's happening inside of me when I'm starting to feel stressed, when I'm starting to feel like I can't take it anymore. This is really not good for me, or I don't feel good in this moment. And sitting with yourself every morning, getting to know yourself is the key. It's the key to knowing who you are.
And if people aren't doing that, what kind of negative effects do you find it has on people's lives?
You're so caught up and so totally sucked in to this chaos that's going on around us. So you start to become part of the chaos instead of kind of rising above it and recognizing that I don't have to get caught up in this chaos. I can be part of a solution instead of part of the problem or part of the mess. And we start to merge ourselves with the mess and the chaos that's going on around us, thinking that that is us, or thinking that we have no choice, instead of realizing this can be going on around us and I can make a choice to get affected by it or to take steps to help bring the peace or the calm in my own environment and work, or my own environment and my family, which I believe ultimately has a ripple effect in the world around us.
Right. That's one of your points that you make. We were talking to Barb Schmidt, who is a speaker and a writer. She has created The Practice, which are simple tools for managing stress, finding inner peace, and uncovering happiness. And it's a toolkit for finding more confidence, less stress, and deeper meaning along life's path. Where can people find your The Practice?
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the local bookstores. I'm so incredibly excited to be coming to Anderson's Bookshop there in Downers Grove on October 16th. And that beautiful little bookstore will have the book as well. So any of those places. That's the great thing about social media today. You can get online and go look for the book right away.
And what are these chapter pieces called? Parting Seeds. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, practice is really broken up into three parts. The waking up part of the day, which I spoke about, in meditation, and then how do we carry that meditation or that really connectedness that we feel in those 5 minutes of waking up throughout our day, and that's the living present part of the day, and then moving into the final part of the day of letting go of everything and going into a peaceful night's sleep. And I take those seeds from each part, kind of the kernels or the real key points of what I'm trying to say. So in the waking up, really all meditation is. So one of the key parts of really feeling connected is to just sit with yourself and don't get this impression that you're doing it wrong, there's a right and a wrong way to meditate. So I kind of take out those little seeds of each thing. Living present, if we can just stop, take a breath, and be right here in the now and get centered, and then go. I have a famous line that people laugh about here in town. I like to say we need to stop before we start again.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so smart. It sounds like you've created some wonderful workshops for people to participate in, and people should come find you at Anderson's in Downers Grove. And you said that was on October which day?
October 16th at 7 p.m.
October 16th. And also, how do people find you on Twitter? I just saw that you tweeted out that you were going to be on the show. I feel
that.
Yes.
Peaceful Barb on Twitter and Facebook. And I started the nonprofit Peace of Mind, Peaceful Life for all of the resources and all of the profits of the book to really start this movement. I've really, I'm a product of the 60s, so I'm on this quest and this mission and this movement for peace, knowing that outer peace begins with inner peace. So Peace of Mind, Peaceful Life, we have 2 million fans on Facebook. I think people are yearning and really wanting to find a way where they can feel okay in this chaotic world that's going on around us. So it's a beautiful movement and trying to find some inner peace to really change the world in a great scale.
I feel a little more relaxed right now talking to Barb. Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh,
and also her website is barbschmidt.com. That's S-C-H-M-I-D-T.com. And go find out more about her. And go find her on October 16th in Downers Grove at Anderson's for her book. Well, is it a book or is it a workbook?
It's a book with little practical exercises in the back of the book. So it's kind of a twofold thing. You could call it a workbook in the back, and in the front of it is a book.
Excellent.
Little pocket size.
Well, peace to you. Nate was saying before we went on, you said namaste to me, so namaste.
Namaste. I have to tell you, I'm originally from Chicago, so it's such a joy for me on your show tonight. Really a pleasure.
A hometown girl. That's good to know.
Yes, hometown girl. Love Chicago. One of my favorite cities ever.
Well, maybe we'll meet you when you come in October. Feel free to give us get a hold of Caitlin, and we'll see you then.
I would do that. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a wonderful morning. Because it's almost that time.
It is. Good morning.
Good morning. That's Barb Schmidt. We'll be back after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.